It's Monday, March 25th. Good morning. I'm Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barry 360. The UN Security Council will vote this morning on a resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza during the remaining 2 weeks of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Three of the four men suspected of carrying out the Moscow concert hall attack that killed more than 130 people have admitted guilt for the shootings. The four are charged with committing a group terrorist attack resulting in deaths, an offense that carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. The three who admitted guilt had been heavily bruised with swollen faces when they appeared in court, Russian media reporting they were tortured during their interrogation. More than 130 children abducted more than 2 weeks ago from their school in Nigeria have been rescued and are getting psychological support before being returned to their families. The students were kidnapped March 7th when motorcycle-riding gunmen invaded their remote school. The fire marshal and the OPP investigating after a fourth-floor fire last night on Coldwater Road in Orillia, a 67-year-old woman taken to hospital with serious injuries. A British Columbia Marine research group says a female killer whale died Saturday after being stranded in shallow water near a village on the west side of Vancouver Island. The Marine Education and Research Society says there was an intense effort to save the whale, which was likely hunting when ebbing tides beached her. Efforts are now focused on making her calf leave the lagoon and possibly reunite with a family pod. A group of Alberta scientists is working together in an effort to shift the focus of climate change from its environmental impacts to its human health threat. They want people to see that every climate change decision is a health decision. Using bike lanes as an example, they note that while city planners look at them as a way to decrease tailpipe emissions from vehicles, biking also improves health. A mix of sun and clouds today, high near 7. That's your kickstart for March 25th. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, worrying is like paying a debt you don't owe.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.